Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us as always. On the news line with us now, Sue Allman is here, Executive Director of the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Good morning, Sue. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Mark, great talking with you. Thank you for having us.
I'd always appreciate the great help and hard work you've given us over the years, so we appreciate that. And Megan Bear's on the line, Executive Director of Central Susquehanna Opportunity. So, Megan, thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you making time. Our main focus today is a thing called the Community Action Network, which probably most of the public and the hundreds and thousands of people you help throughout the year might not know about. And we'll get to them in a moment, but I'll give you both an opportunity to just explain what your agencies are. Megan, we'll start with you. CSO, I think just jobs and employers and workforce, but I know you do a lot more than that. So give us an overview of your exact title and the what the CSO does.
Sure. CSO is Central Susquehanna Opportunities. We are the Community Action Agency for Columbia, Montour, and Northumberland counties. We're also a partner in the workforce development services offered in the nine-county central region, which is where you're thinking of us connected to jobs and employment, Mark. But we do a lot more than employment services. Our mission is to provide opportunities, empower families, and strengthen communities. So everything that we do aligns to that mission. Our role is to help move families from poverty into self-sufficiency by providing a wide range of services to help people with really whatever their needs may be. We provide services related to housing. We assist with rental assistance, homelessness prevention. We provide financial literacy and budgeting services to help people manage their budget and set goals for themselves. We also offer case management services for families that need more intensive support to achieve their goals.
Right, and our church has sent some folks to you when they needed utility help, and you were the cat's meow. You got things fixed, so or got things up to date, so we appreciate that. Yeah, very comprehensive and doing a wide range of activities. Sue, same question. You're kind of doing the corollary over in Snyder and Union County, but slightly different set of descriptions. Please go right ahead.
Exactly right. So we partner closely with CSO. As Megan described, CSO also does all of the employment and workforce for the region, all of that work. But the community action part, which is kind of what we're talking about today, our community action agency helps Union and Snyder counties. So our mission is very similar to everything that Megan said. We are here to reduce poverty in Union and Snyder counties through self-sufficiency initiatives for families and individuals in collaboration with our community partners. So many of the same types of services that Megan mentioned: homelessness prevention, food and nutrition support, energy assistance, housing assistance, transportation. As you know, transportation can be a real challenge for folks who are, you know, having a tough time. So we are really there for people when they need a helping hand, and love partnering with Megan and Central Susquehanna Opportunities to provide those services for the area.
Union-SnyderCAA.org if folks need help, or really it's just a great website. Jot it down if you either need help at any time or you help folks who do. We do see maybe even a greater number since the pandemic, individuals helping individuals in our community. CSOcares.org, the website for the CSU or CSO. Sue, while you're at the microphone, Community Action Network, it isn't something we might typically talk too much about if you and I are talking about specific services or when we chatted during the pandemic and so on, but tell us what the Community Action Network is.
It is a great thing to talk about today. This is Community Action Month. We all call it Community Action Month across the nation. Since 1964, the Community Action Network, which is comprised of national partners, state and local agencies, have all been working together to respond to local issues to help end poverty across the country. So there's a community action agency in 99 over 99% of the counties in the United States. We have been around since 1964. Each community action agency is tailored individually to meet the needs of their community. We all have the same charter through federal guidelines and guidance, but we are each allowed to assess what the community needs and respond accordingly. So if you see one community action agency, you see one community action agency. We're all a little different, and we're here to help the community in the way our community needs it most.
Well, and Megan, I always think of the CSO as sort of being the conductor of the orchestra, because if you were to try to list all of the partners and individuals and the helpers mm-hmm. and the donors and the foundations and everybody mm-hmm. else, that would kill the whole rest of the show. So just kind of explain that this Community Action Network is a really elaborate network.
It is. I mean, I think the strength of the network is in the strength of our partnerships. We work very closely with many other agencies, other community action agencies like Sue, and just other partners in the community. The needs of the families that we serve are so great that not one agency can meet those needs alone. And so community action is really critical in not only assessing the needs of each community, but also developing and using the network to pull agencies together to work collaboratively to meet those needs.
I mean, this might sound like a strange question, but you both, and I'll start with you, Megan, do your jobs so well in the agencies that often people don't know what the need is, because you're meeting people's needs and helping, you know, wherever there's help, you're doing the connections. Explain that it's a bit of a quandary that if you're solving some of these issues or working on some of these mm-hmm. issues, they kind of go on the back burner.
Right. That is definitely one of our challenges. People don't often know who we are until they need our help. And so that's one of the benefits of Community Action Month. It gives us a chance to highlight our services to a broader range of people. Doing events like this allows us to spread the word about what each of our agencies does, so that, you know, when people are in need themselves or have a family member or a friend that is, you know, running into a challenge, they know who to reach out to.
Same question, Sue. This idea that you sort of create a community that almost looks like it doesn't need you because you do it so well.
That is such a great observation. I actually was just talking about this with Rich Farr, who is the head of Rapid Transit. And it's sort of the water we swim in, Mark. You know, you forget because you just navigate around challenges like getting from point A to point B every day in a rural community. You do what you have to do, and it's the water that we swim in, so you sort of get used to it. But when things kind of fall apart, or we have a pandemic, suddenly the need is there, and you see, and community action is here for people when they need the help, when they need it most. But as Megan said, it is a challenge. You know, a lot of people don't know about us until they need us, and most of the folks who find us come to us through word of mouth. We always say, you know, the people who need us know who we are, for sure. But again, we really appreciate the opportunity to highlight what we have to offer on your show. You've been so kind to let us come on and talk about it over the years to make sure that people know that we are there when they're struggling. And a lot of people, like, you're right, that a lot more people have come through our doors and have been helped by our agencies through the pandemic. The community was very destabilized, and there were many more people who faced housing challenges, and we did a lot of work to keep roofs over people's heads and the power turned on in their homes.
I'm going to give you both an opportunity to make a closing remark of the duration that you choose, just to open mic to tell our audience that which you wish to let them know. Megan, we'll start out with you.
Okay, thank you. I just want to, again, encourage people that are listening, if you run into a challenge or a need that you don't know how to meet, please contact us. If we're not able to help, we'll get you connected to the people that can. And I also wanted to highlight, today, CSO is hosting a community resource fair in Watsontown at the Watsontown CTC on Susquehanna Trail. There will be around 30 vendors there from the community providing a wide range of information around services that are offered locally. It's a great chance to see community action in action, us bringing all those partners together to meet the needs of the local community. And that's 12 to 3 today at the Watsontown CTC on Susquehanna Trail.
Right, that's the Watsontown Community Comprehensive Treatment Center, if folks aren't familiar with that, right up on the main highway there. Please, Sue.
Well, like Megan said, we really hope people will call or email when they're in need of a helping hand. A lot of people, when they are facing a challenge, they don't think of that for themselves. They're not, like, you know, they feel like I should be able to, you know, pull myself up by my own bootstraps. But we are here to help people in their time of need. If they don't have enough to eat, if the family's going hungry, or they have to make a choice between whether I can pay for my prescription and keep the power on, please call us, because we're here to help you navigate through all of that. And our number at CAA is 570-374-0181. And just a real quick shout out to look for us in the community, because we are going to be coming out to the community through some mobile outreach, really kind of ramping that up beginning in July. We have been doing so through our partnership with many of the food pantries over time, but we're going to be doing some more of that in-person outreach now that we're through the pandemic and getting back out there and meeting people where they are out in some of the harder to reach places in the community. So look for us in our van to come see folks near them.
All right, we definitely will look for that. Thank you so much, Sue. Thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for checking in, Executive Director, Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
And Megan, I think the corollary would be, if you gave your phone number, and where else might we see you other than today?
Sure. You can reach CSO at 570-644-6575. And like Sue, we're out in the community all the time at different events. We do have offices in Sunbury, Shamokin, Bloomsburg, and Danville. We are always out at community events, job fairs. If there's an event going on in the region that we can support, please reach out and let us know.
And do you have a van, though? Come on now.
We have a CareerLink van that takes CareerLink services out. We don't have a van like Sue. We do have staff out in the community that will set up, at libraries, other community locations to meet people where they're at.
I've always thought it was unusual when you go past Northumberland County or some of the human service agencies and you see the pickup truck out in the parking lot and you think, oh, geez, what do they need that for? But then once you see it full of furniture or families or moving folks or hauling gifts or whatever it is, then you realize that hauling is part of the title, too. Thank you so much, Megan. Thank you for all you're doing. You're certainly making a big difference around here, so we appreciate your help and checking in today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
That is Megan Baer, Executive Director of the Central Susquehanna Opportunities. Their website, csocares.org. Sue Allman's website, union-snydercaa.org.